Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful day. Howard, did you see the weather today?
I saw it. I felt it.
It's chilly out, but it's going to warm up. I'm so excited. It's such a fun weekend, Florida Georgia weekend. Do you go to the game, Susan?
No.
We'll be working today anyway, we'll working. Won't we? Actually, yeah. All weekend. But, you know, that's okay, right?
It's a convertible or windows down kind of day after it warms up just a little bit.
You didn't have your top down this morning?
No. Put it up.
I didn't either.
Put it up. But after the show, I'm going to put it down.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, we are so excited to be here on this beautiful, happy, happy, happy Saturday, y'all. Welcome to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard and Susan.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
It's going to be a great show we've got planned for you today.
Fun things are going on today, not only because it's Florida, Georgia, and not only because it's Real Estate Radio with Angela, Howard, and Susan, but also because we talk about what's special about today that has nothing to do with real estate, but it has to do with some other things on this Halloween Eve. Oh, my.
I don't like Halloween.
I know you don't. It's Buy a Donut Day.
No, you like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Donuts were actually brought to New England by the Pilgrims. So it goes back a ways. And the Pilgrims learned about donuts when they went actually back to Holland. The Pilgrims went back and forth a few times. They went back to Holland back in the 1600s, between 1607 and 1620. How about that?
Interesting.
Yes.
So I wonder how long they were in Holland.
I don't know. And they did start out as the smaller, like, donut holes, and later on they were the rings.
Made them bigger and took the holes out.
Right. And then Dunkin made them famous with the donut holes. How about
really?
That? Yes.
I disagree.
What do you mean you disagree?
I disagree. I have been going to the donut shop in Arlington like my whole life, and we always had the little donut holes.
Yeah.
I believe that was before there was a Dunkin' here.
So you were back in the 16, 17, 18, 1900s? Is that what you're trying to tell us, Angela?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Don't I look good for my age, though?
You know? Fantastic. Yes. It's also checklist day. Do you ever use a checklist? I'm sorry, you were going to say something, Susan.
I was just going to say it's blueberry munchkins are the best.
Okay. They are good.
All right.
They are good.
Checklist day.
Ah, that's right up our alley.
Yeah.
Susan and I are both like list people.
Yes. Right. Yes. And I'm a pilot, and there's checklists for pilots, and we recently have a motorhome, and we have checklists.
Oh my gosh,
do we
have checklists?
Yes, we have a checklist before we leave to do everything the correct way. It's also, this is a wild one. It's Create a Great Funeral Day.
Okay.
You know, I have to pause with that.
Me too. I was thinking, what does that really mean?
Do you have to do that, like, you know, years before you die? Or do you just do it for someone else before they die? I mean, you can't do it, you know, like, all right, somebody, do I do it for myself now? When do you do that? I don't know. But I guess you do it today because it's Create a Great Funeral Day.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's also Haunted Refrigerator Night. Now,
okay,
that sounds
creepy, but what do you mean?
Well, it's a day that you have horrible things lurking in the back of your refrigerator.
I don't.
You have leftovers never eaten before. They've transformed into sludge or mold. This is the night that you go into the dirty, dark places and get rid of those old things, those leftovers that you'd thought you eat, but you never, never did. Or those jars that you opened many, many months ago thinking that you'd eat all that spaghetti sauce, but you never finished that jar and you forgot about it. Or those things that expired 3 years ago that you thought you'd eat, but never, never did.
Creepy and voice, now, Howard.
And now they need to be formally expired and buried in a deep, dark garbage.
Now, you, of course, know that doesn't happen at our house. If it's like a minute of past the date, it's out of there.
Yes. Haunted refrigerator night is tonight. It's also Hug a Sheep Day.
Not happening.
Not happening, yes. It's also Mischief Night. Now, Mischief Night is a day for pranks done to neighbors, like toilet papering their house or smashing pumpkins.
Yeah, that's
and
not
I don't
either.
Like it. And in some areas of the United States, there are people that do things that are much worse than that. They actually cause severe damage and do things that are very, very destructive. So the police will be out in those places. All right. It's also National Candy Corn Day. I love candy corn. Do you know that it was started in 1880 and right now about 20 million pounds are sold annually? That's a lot of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar. And not only
is it just in the yellow and orange and white colors, which is called candy corn, but there's also flavors not only for Halloween, but for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Easter, and for other holidays as well.
Well, that's just smart of the candy maker to monopolize on the other holidays.
Yes. It's also National Publicist Day. And Speak Up for Service Day. So think about something that you can do to service your community, whether that's picking up trash that you see on the ground.
Or educating the public on real estate.
Anything like that. It's also national, I would never do this, National Text Your Ex Day.
No thanks.
So all three of us in the room have exes. Now, I do speak to my ex because she is the mother of our children.
Yeah.
And, I see her sometimes and I'm on speaking terms. And Angela, you sometimes do the same thing.
We all are. That's not a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
but
yes.
I don't need a special day to text anybody.
Okay. So text your ex day. It's also pumpkin bread day. So you can make some pumpkin.
Now that's my favorite of everything you've said so far.
I would have thought that would be the day after Halloween where you're done with your pumpkins.
Oh.
And you make some bread or...
Well, no, when you carve the pumpkins, you're going to take the stuff out. You're going to take the guts out, right?
Yeah, but is that what you make the bread out of?
Oh, I don't know. No.
I don't know.
No, I'm wrong.
Well,
I don't cook.
You wouldn't want to actually make pumpkin bread out of a jack-o'-lantern.
There you go.
I don't know.
See?
And last but not least, I would think that this also would be the day after, although... Truth be told, probably most people with kids, the parents, they actually sneak some of those candies and eat them ahead of time. But it's Sugar Addiction Awareness Day.
Oh, I could get behind that. Like, sugar's an enemy for sure.
An enemy?
Yeah.
Well, we need some sugar in our body.
No, we don't.
Well, you're my sugar.
Yeah.
Lauren, are you a... are you like addicted to sugar? You like your Halloween candy? Our producer Lauren.
I used to. As I get older, not so much.
Okay. All right.
Got to keep that cute girlish figure, right?
There's no
room for sugar in our world.
All right. Well, those are the things that are special about today. There are other things that are special in that houses are being sold, houses are being listed. We got lots of interesting things to talk about. We're going to talk about something called a lease back, how that benefits buyers and sellers. And sellers. We're also going to talk about appraisal secrets and how you, as the seller, can make your house appraised, because sometimes houses are selling for prices that may seem like, ew, is this house going to appraise?
Correct.
You can make it happen. It's also near the end of the month. We're not going to have any closings today or tomorrow, so we're going to give the highs and the lows sales. So stay with us, everyone, and we will be right back to answer your questions.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
So, Angela, what happened this week for sales and listings?
Well, let me tell you. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 861 offers got accepted. That went up 4%. 524 new homes came on the market. That went down 7%. 219 of the 524, and that's 42%, well, they're already under contract. 63 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 712 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's so exciting. So we're at the end of the month, so that's why that number's so high.
Speaking of end of the month, one of the fun features here on the show is talking about the high and low sales for the month. So I want to tell you about that.
Tell us.
The highest priced property was oceanfront as usual, but it was not Ponte Vedra Beach this time.
What?
Yes, it was in Sawgrass this time.
That's Ponte Vedra.
Well, but it's not Ponte Vedra Beach. It's,
yes, it is.
It's well.
Yes, it is.
All right. I concede because, you know, you're always right.
You have
right.
to concede.
All right. $8,325,000.
And that didn't strike you as Ponte Vedra?
Well,
$8 million? Yes, it is.
Okay. But anyway, it was in Sawgrass. Everybody knows about Sawgrass. 6,428 square feet, five bedrooms, five full baths, two half baths. It was built in 1990, but the buyers, the previous buyers, tore it down to the studs and redid the entire house.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
I don't know. I don't know.
Trust me.
Down to the studs. Has a pool, has a game room, has balcony, full glass rear. Full glass rear. Oh, yeah. Has wood ceilings, wood floors, has a basement wine cellar, has a library, has a spa. They paid cash. These buyers paid cash. And it was on the market for 23 days. Sold quick. Beautiful house. It wasn't that ornate. It was a very livable house. You know, some of the oceanfronts that are real expensive, they're so ornate. that they're not my style. Not that
I don't know that people really love that anymore. I think people like clean lines.
It was very, very clean lines. Yep. Very, very nice. Very, very livable. It's like, you know, I would do that.
Okay.
I would do that.
Do you have 8 million? Because I can sell you one.
I don't. I'm about two digits short of that.
Crack me up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, two digits short. If you take off the last two zeros, you know, then
that's what you want to spend. Okay.
Anyway,
guess we'll be on the ocean then.
Now, the interesting part, of course, you go to the other end of the scale. The cheapest property sold for $30,000. Mm. It was 1,217 square feet, and they squeezed in four bedrooms in that one. Mm. Four bedrooms, one bath, built way back over 100 years ago, 1916.
Is it falling down?
It was not, but it was interesting the way it was listed. It said, seeking a sight unseen offer. Yeah.
Buy this dump.
And then it says it needs TLC, tender loving care. But it was not vacant. It was tenant occupied. They did show pictures of all of the inside rooms. And the person, they even had a picture of the guy that was living there. He was sitting on the front porch.
Oh, my. Did he come with the house?
I don't think so. I mean, he was.
Maybe.
He looked like he was breathing.
Maybe he had a long-term lease.
I don't know. Apparently, because he made a mess of the place.
Ah.
I don't know how a person could live like that, but he did. It was a mess, and I guess he was okay living like that. It stayed on the market a whopping 6 days.
Hmm.
So I guess the tenant came with the house, and somebody could buy it for $30,000. Somebody did, paid cash, and the tenant stayed.
How about that?
How about that for Oh, by the way, 58 homes sold for over $1 million.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and there were five condos that sold for over $1 million.
Yep.
The most expensive one sold for $2,305,000 at a condo called Water's Edge.
Sure.
Now, Water's Edge only has like 15 total units in the building. It's a 7-story building. This was the penthouse. And the entire floor, he had a balcony that went the entire ocean front side of the building. Now, this one was on the market a long time, 495 days. That's a long time.
Sure.
It's 3,650 square feet, four bedroom, four bath. The entire front, the ocean, was windows. It had 9 triple sliders. That's a lot of windows.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of windows.
That's dreamy to me. I love that.
So, and the windows went all around to the side as well. So he had, or she, whoever bought it and whoever sold it, had a 270-degree view. So you could see the ocean and then north and south as well.
All I'm thinking is if I was the one in charge of cleaning all those doors.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I assume if you have that kind of money, you have someone that could come and pay.
Well, I know.
The tough part is cleaning the side windows because the balcony didn't go around to the side, yes. But anyway, so that's for that. Now, here's the interesting part. We also talk about the lows. The low of the condos was $75,000. Now, we've been hearing month after month and year after year that it's been going up and up and up. You know, we started out saying they're 20,000, then 25, then 30, then 40, then 50. This is the highest low that we've ever had. And it's in a nice, nice condo called City Place, which is a high rise downtown. And like last year, these were going for $40,000, $45,000.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. This is a one bedroom, one bath, 573 square feet. And every time we've talked about one of these, they've been move in ready.
Yes.
Yes. Now, some of these were efficiencies, but this is a true one-bedroom, one-bath. Mm-hmm. And absolutely move-in ready, $75,000. In fact, three of them went on the market. One of them went for $75,000. I think one of them went for $80,000. But
I feel like
way,
if you're a young attorney, that's a great spot to be.
Yeah, and the building is a beautiful building, and it has all sorts of amenities in it. But $75,000 really have come up in value. How about that? All right. Angela, what happened with interest rates?
Well, you know what? I'm sure you've been listening. That.
Oh, gosh.
They're creeping up. Was that in the spirit of Halloween?
There you go. Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah. You know, I hate Halloween. Okay. So anyway, here's the deal. The 30-year rate rose 0.05% to 3.14%. And during this same week last year, the rates were 2.81%. So they're definitely up.
They're creeping up. They are. Week after week, I think it's 5 weeks in a row that they've gone up.
Yes. The 15-year rate, it also rose 0.04% to 2.37%. This time last year, it was 2.32%. So that's about the same. The FHA 30-year rate's around 2.82%. So I guess we'll have to wait and see when the Van Wees come in, what they say is happening on the national arena, talking about the prime rate and the Fed, and see if there's any new information happening.
Well, the Fed is meeting on Tuesday, and there's talk that the prime rate may go up, but we will hear from the Van Wees to see what they think is going to happen on Tuesday.
Well, I think the predictions I've been paying attention to say that by the end of the year, they could be up to like 3.35%.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, you know, we talk about the high and low sales for the month here in the Jacksonville metropolitan area, but something has happened in the world. Yes, the world's most expensive house was listed or is about to be listed for $547 million.
Is that all?
Is that all? Yes, and it is in Italy.
And let's go.
You want to go see it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and it's not that it's that big.
What's so special about it?
It's 30,000 square feet, which is big, but it's not like it's...
I think it is. 30,000 square feet.
It's not that it's 50,000 square feet or 100,000 square feet, because there are a few of those around the world. The value in the home is that it has a mural on the ceiling that was painted by Italy's best-known Baroque painter. So, anyway, the villa, it's called Villa Aurora. It's in Rome, and it goes for the asking price. It's a Roman villa house, most expensive house in the world. The value, as I said, has to do with this painter, and his name is Michelangelo. Now, I don't know...
I don't
know if it's the same Michelangelo that we've all heard of,
because
I don't know what Michelangelo's last name is, but this Michelangelo is Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio. Is that the famous Michelangelo? I don't know. Anyway, so this happened in the 16th century. A wealthy cardinal named Francesco Maria del Monte, he commissioned this Michelangelo guy to create the mural. And in this $30,000 square foot country retreat. And he painted it sometime between 1597 and 1598. It's 10 feet long by 6 feet wide. It's across the ceiling of the home's entryway. And it shows off the gods Jupiter, Neptune, and Pluto. And the listing was put on the market by the Italian government, which is selling it on behalf of the current owners after a drawn-out dispute over the inheritance, which is dating back when the previous owner died. And it's a minimum bid of that $547 million. Minimum bid. The government is going to buy it if no one else comes to buy it. Goes on the market in a couple of weeks.
They should make a museum out of it.
How about that? Yep. Hey, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden ran into some setbacks in Congress this week as he attempted to get his Build Back Better plan approved and paid for. Meanwhile, an analyst at the Heritage Foundation told the Salem Radio Network that even with support from more Democrats, the agenda will be difficult to get approved. Roughly the progressive wing of the Democrat Party, as opposed to the more moderate branch, especially Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, as they are opposed to some of the big spending and the scope of the bill as well. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says Democrats are trying to squeeze a wide range of unrelated social agenda items into their tax and spend bill. That's in spite of the fact that they're supposed to stick with budgetary items only if they're going to pass a bill using the reconciliation process. On Wall Street Friday, there was a surge for the Dow, up about 90 points at the closing bell to 35,819. This is SRN News.
Hurricane season is here, and 2021 is expected to be an active one. If you're considering a new generator this year, call American Electrical Contracting to schedule early. American Electrical Contracting will help you plan within your budget and has the highest rated factory certified installers. If there's a storm being tracked, there's a waiting list. Be prepared and buy your new generator today. Visit American-Electrical.com today. American-Electrical.com.
There was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159.
You hear the news. Those in power want you to hear every day. You can't avoid it. Is it real? Is it factual? Here's a challenge. Listen to the conservative voices on WBOB for a week. Now you have another side to consider. Which will you choose to listen to after that? It's a free country. You get to choose. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. This is AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Partly sunny today with a high near 71. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping to around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, more sun with a high near 75. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s. And as for Thursday and Friday, chance of rainfall, mostly sunny with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
All right. I got more information about that house, but we've got Linda on the line. Good morning, Linda.
And Angela.
Linda! Hi!
Michelangelo's last name is Simone.
It is?
Ah.
Okay. I just Googled it.
So that reduces the price a little bit, right, on that house?
Well, when I just Googled it, it said Saravaggio or whatever. And so I thought that was the real deal dude. I don't know.
Well, he can, there are some other names that he could go by. Caravaggio is one of them. Who knows?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Beautiful, right?
You know, I think they should take it and make it be a museum because they're saying that the mural itself is worth $360 million. So the house, the beginning bidding price, and Linda, if you want to buy it, honey, I will fly over to Italy with you and we'll just put a bid in. But $547 million is the beginning price.
Yeah, the idea.
So it'll be interesting to see what it goes for.
The idea is. Like, go ahead, Linda.
How much down do I have to put?
Well, you know, a couple million for sure.
Okay, I can do that.
You got this, no problem. Think of all the great food we could eat. I mean, I think we should go visit just in case.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah, I got a little bit more information. Thanks for calling, Linda. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, we got to call you after the show.
I'll call you this week.
Okay, that sounds great.
Take care.
Okay. All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
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 Well, the additional information is that the opening bid is going to happen on January 18th for the full listing price.
Okay.
And
got time to get there.
The villa has been somewhat abandoned. It has some peeling paint and chipped walls, but the frescoes, and there's multiple ones in the house, are in excellent state as multiple owners in the past have actually taken care of the frescoes to preserve them.
Well, another, that was smart.
Yeah, another condition of the sale is that whoever buys the property must spend somewhere around $13 million to restore the home. And if it sells for the asking price, Villa Aurora will beat what is currently the most expensive sale in the world. And you want to know what the most expensive sale?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a 51,000 square foot home in Hong Kong that sold for $361 million back in 2017.
Well, this will really top that then.
Yeah. Sure. By the way, there's another home in California that is on the market for $500 million. It's 100,000 square feet. And I saw a little video of it. Yeah. Took 10 years to build.
Wow.
That's
100,000 square feet?
100,000 square
feet. I think we should buy it.
It's brand new.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's an investment property. I mean, not an investment property. It's a...
like a spec house.
It's a spec house.
Oh, my gosh. The lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
But you know, Howard, we could live in 100,000 square feet. We could just buy an old warehouse and fix it up.
Excuse me?
You would never be able to find me. I'd just keep running around.
Yeah. So anyway, this house is really something. It has a lot of history. And so you looked up during the show, and during the break, and thought that this Michelangelo was the
it
Michelangelo.
Is. And that's what Linda just said, too. It goes by a couple different names.
Okay.
And that... the one I said, whatever that was, Caravaggio, is one of the names that he goes by. So,
how about
that? We're all on the same page. It's definitely the Michelangelo that we're all familiar with.
So it's interesting that the government got involved because of the inheritance.
Family dispute.
How about that? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back to real estate here in the U.S.,
yes, dear.
You know, sometimes the buyer needs to stay in the house because they
haven't... Do you mean the seller?
I mean, the seller needs to stay in the house because they haven't found a place to go. So sometimes something called a leaseback agreement is drawn up. So, Angela, talk about that.
Why don't I? You know, buying and selling a home at the same time, it can be such an intimidating experience for sure. So lining up the buyer and a new home within a short time frame requires tons of planning and a bit of luck. Although it's not St. Patty's Day, but I wish it was. Anyway, however, Selling your home before closing on a new one doesn't mean you have to be left without a place to live. Sellers usually have a few different options to explore, including a rent-back agreement, and that's also known as a lease-back agreement. So those terms are interchangeable, rent-back and lease-back, but you get the concept. These agreements are a good way to buy yourself some extra time in the home sale. However, like most real estate negotiations, they come with benefits and with risk. So the question becomes, what is a leaseback agreement? A leaseback agreement is an agreement that allows the seller to continue to live at the property as a tenant after the closing date. So during this period, the buyer assumes the responsibility of a landlord. The purpose of a leaseback agreement is to give the seller extra time to find a place to live following the home sale. The details of a leaseback agreement can be negotiated during the closing process, and the realtor normally helps to advise as to what should be the monthly payment, the security deposit, the length of the agreement, and utility responsibilities. The buyer's home insurance should cover the rent back period. It's important to consult with your real estate agent, the lender, and an attorney when negotiating all of these terms.
Yeah. You know, lease back agreements can have many benefits.
Oh, yeah.
We know that. So depending on the terms of the situation, sellers can benefit from a lease back agreement in a number of ways. For one, it can give you the flexibility to accept a strong offer before having a new home lined up. It can also give the seller more time to find their dream home as opposed to simply just settling for a property out of necessity. These agreements can also be helpful if you have kids in school and would like for them to finish out the school year before moving or changing districts.
That's a really good benefit.
Yep. Leaseback agreements have obvious benefits for buyers, too. They can provide supplemental income that can help offset a small bit of the cost of the new home.
Are there any disadvantages?
Yep. So leaseback agreements are generally short, as most lenders only allow for a leaseback period of like maybe 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
While the added time can be a huge benefit, it's not a long-term solution. During the rent back or lease back period, sellers will need to abide by the lease terms set forth by the buyer. And the buyer also needs to assume the responsibility of the landlord. So that's something they'll have to think about. The arrangements may be less appealing to buyers who are eager to move in and to move in quickly after they close.
Yeah, they want to move in quickly.
They're excited about their new house, and they're like, oh, dang. But maybe it's just for a few days.
Right.
So the major risk of a rent-back agreement comes in the form of determining liability, determining who has liability for damage of unforeseen circumstances is often part of the negotiation. Usually, the buyer's homeowner's policy should cover the rent-back period, but the seller may want to explore a short-term rental insurance policy to cover the personal property. So, lease-back agreements are a common way for sellers to buy more time, but the true benefits will ultimately depend on your unique situation. Not all buyers will offer them, but sellers often have the leverage to ask for them in this hot market.
Oh my gosh, isn't that true?
Leasebacks can also benefit the buyer in situations when neither the seller is ready to move and the buyer is not ready to move in.
So this is why in all buyer and seller contract negotiations, we always consider the needs of both the buyers and the sellers to find out as much as possible about the needs of the other party. Not all realtors do that.
Yeah, we do. It's something that we do. We've done several leaseback agreements this past year.
And, you know, I think a lot of people have, though. I mean, this is probably the first time in history of my real estate time, 23 years, that I can remember that we've left so many sellers in place. You know, mm-hmm. It's so weird when you go to do the walkthrough, the seller's still there. They didn't move out.
Because they didn't have a place to
find
yet. Yeah.
That's right.
So
anyway, that's a great option for this time period.
It is. And you've done a great job at negotiating those. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this gorgeous fall Saturday football weekend. I mean, come on, does it get any better? It does, because Phil's on the line.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Happy team realty number one gurus in Northeast Florida. And happy day before Halloween. And you can't meet me in person. I'm a secret Santa. Then you'll know what I look like. Come on.
So, I want to know what you look like. I want to meet you in person.
I'll have my mask on. It's all right.
Oh, there you go.
But I had a really good short joke, but I forgot to write it down. So, I'm just going to say, the best of Halloween, be safe, and you all are, including the lady on the phone that answered it for the second Saturday in a row, the best, don't ever change. You have my vote, and God bless us all, and stay safe, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
All right, God Thank bless you, Phil. Phil. Thanks for calling.
Good hearing from you today.
All right.
Angela, you can kick his derriere a little bit if you have to this weekend. You know, he might be sluggish with the holiday, with the Halloween, but you know,
yes.
Gotta keep him in line. But my new derriere tap, not a big one, okay? Because he's my American Idol, too, with you, okay?
Yes. I can't really harm him, but if I can make him not eat all the Halloween candy, that's probably a good thing.
Well, in the old days, you would go to the factory and get the wrappers that they forgot to put candy in, and that's how you would do it. But that doesn't go over big. You know? Take care.
All right.
Thanks,
take
Phil.
Care. All right. It's time to tell some secrets.
Ooh, I love secrets. Is it gossip, too?
You know, appraisers.
Or just secrets?
When unless you're paying cash, if you're getting a mortgage, you generally have to get an appraisal.
Oh, not generally. You must. Well, no, there's one exception.
Yeah, well, there are one or two exceptions. You know, if you're buying $1 million house and you're putting down $800,000, you probably don't have to get an appraisal.
Right, if you're putting down like over 60%, most of the lenders are not requiring you to get an appraisal. That's true.
Yes. So it's a science. And
what's a science?
It is not a science.
Everyone would get the exact same answer if it was a science.
Right. Well,
it's art. Looks
that's what I was
like
gonna,
science.
Correct. I said it incorrectly.
I have had a lot of coffee, and you've had none.
Phil, if you're still listening, that's her putting me in my place. That's what I was trying to say. It's an art. It's not a science.
Right.
And that's why everyone is going to come to a different number. I mean, square footage is square footage, but is it? Because some people measure the outside of the building. Some people stretch the tape a little further than a little tighter. So everybody is going to come to something different. But when you drive up to a house, it looks a little different in different people's eyes. And some people think it's really, really nice. Some people think it's really nice. Some people think it's gorgeous, depending on how they feel.
I feel like this is art day, Howard. That sounds like beauty's in the eyes of the beholder.
Well, it is in some cases.
Sure.
So I want to talk a little bit about what you can do as a seller to make your house more appealing.
Great, great plan.
And this applies for buyers as well. You know, although everything in your home is essential, there are certain things that the appraiser will look for that don't include things like location and square footage and the number of rooms. Like, they can walk in, and if the house is dark, you know, it just doesn't create a good feeling. And if it doesn't flow well, it just doesn't create a good feeling. Like, if you have an older style home where the rooms were traditionally closed off with lots of smaller rooms, if you're thinking about, or if you have a home that's one of these older homes, and you're thinking about redoing it before selling it, like if you're doing a flip, it may be worth knocking down a few walls and opening up your home if you're doing that renovation. Home buyers now favor an open layout. Well, so do appraisers. This is especially true if you have a perfect aspect of a south-facing back garden. You know, if you're looking for an easy layout, letting in light could prove financially beneficial during the appraisal process. When you knock down walls, it can be a fantastic transformation in this older home. And in many cases, you move what real estate appraisers refer to as functional obsolescence. I can't talk straight today. So, it's a great transformation. For example, walking through a dining room to get to a bedroom, that's not ideal. So if you remove walls, you can often change that functional obsolescence.
Yes.
You can change lighting patterns. You can change the home's flow. You create a much more desirable floor plan that today's buyers will appreciate.
And pay more for.
And pay more.
Yeah.
And therefore, appraisers will see that. So if your home doesn't need a floor plan change, there are other ways to create the illusion of light, including painting your walls a brighter color or just bright white, using strategic mirrors to reflect light. You can even erect sea landscapes or other artwork to reflect light, or arranging furniture to create an open flow. You know, we as realtors, we may advise you to send substantial furniture into your garage or even a self-storage unit, making the house look much more spacious. So if buyers feel more spacious, appraisers are going to feel more spacious. You're making it flow better, and it's going to make the appraiser feel like it's a nicer home. Doing these things can make it more appealing for home buyers, but also for the appraiser. What do you think, Susan?
Well, one thing, right when the appraiser comes up, guess what he sees? Your driveway.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Before getting the appraiser in, you may have to give your driveway a quick makeover. The driveway is one of the first things visitors or appraisers see, so giving it a good power washing can help make a great first impression.
You know, I have to make a comment on that. I looked at a house yesterday that didn't sell, and I looked at the first picture, and the driveway, of course, we have cement driveways here in Florida. It was all, like, black. You know, half of the picture was the driveway, half of the house. The house looked fine. Driveway looked terrible. It gave me impression of this house looks bad. It's not being taken care of.
Right. Like people don't care.
Yeah. So what else?
Something else. First impression is, does the house have some kind of odor?
Ugh.
So it could be something bad. Could be a cracked sewage pipe under the house. And if there is, fix it. Get a plumber in and have them look at it. Also, mold can have a smell, a terrible smell. So check for it. Also, pets. We love our little furry friends, but you can't smell them, but people walking into your house can. And the best realtors will be honest, and they'll tell you when your home has an offensive smell. There are many ways to deodorize your house depending on the source of the smell. And we can help. Just let us have a chance.
Absolutely. And you know why? We see it as a favor to tell the sellers things like that because we know they don't know.
Right.
Right? So some people are uncomfortable doing that, but it's really our job.
They have new great litter boxes now that literally, they cost a little bit more, but you can't smell the litter.
Yes, it's fabulous. So here's what we have. Let's talk about outdoor sheds and outbuildings. So if your outdoor shed looks really bad or it's unpainted, you need to get it repaired and painted before the appraiser comes over. A wooden shed will look nice painted like cream with a green trim and a green roof. The main thing is that it's made to look neat and clean. You don't want the shed to impact negatively on your property sale. Plant a small garden bed along the side of it with a few seasonal flowers. These are all great tricks. Trick or treat.
If it's an FHA.
Had to go with the Halloween thing of tricks.
Yeah.
I meant tips, but tricks.
Yeah. Interestingly, if it's an FHA appraiser, that could be a real problem if your shed is in really bad condition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, what about unsightly neighbors? So when an appraisal time comes, no one wants a bad neighbor. If your neighbor never mows the lawn, get the contractor in to do your yard and offer them a free mow at the same time.
Yeah,
so in other words, you're going to mow for your neighbor.
That's a great idea.
It'd be worth it to ensure that the appraiser doesn't downgrade your property. Get any overhanging branches cut back and generally tidy up the yard. Make sure that all the rubbish bin has been taken inside.
So all of these things are not only about selling your home, but about doing it for the appraiser as well. Hey, the Van Wees are on tap. They have a thumbs up for today. They're going to tell you what's going on. They're going to talk about, I'm sure, that the Fed is going to meet on Tuesday. And
he's not talking.
He's not talking. They're not going to talk about that. Well, maybe they are. Well, anyway, Angela and I and Susan, of course, love doing the radio show here in Northeast Florida, and we do it to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening. Have a great week. Have a great holiday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll be back with you next week.